Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. On Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, visibility catalyst and best-selling publisher, passionate about bringing you female entrepreneurs, coaches, healers, and amazing visionary women who are here to change the world with their sacred gifts. So, have you ever looked at your furry friend and wondered, what are you thinking about? I know I have done that multiple times between the dogs that I had for 16 years and the two amazing cats that I have now, one that is now 17 years old. I find myself wanting and staring into their eyes going, you know, tell me what you think of. What does baby want? And guess what? It is possible to learn how to hear them. And Sandra Mendelson is with me today. She's the author of We Walk Beside You. And this conversation will help you open the doors to the breathtaking world of the animal consciousness, wisdom, and what animals understand about life and us. Sandra facilitates a deeper understanding between humans and non-humans, evolved from her work as a certified polychromatic light therapist, equine photopuncture therapist, and a health coach. She's a channel of animal consciousness and shares messages from the animal kingdom for the benefit of humans. The author of multiple articles on human and animal well-being, Mendelson is a magna cum laude graduate of the University of Pennsylvania and is busy working on her second book. Welcome, Sandra.
Well, thank you for having me here, Linda. It's great to be here.
Well, I've always believed that, like, that my pets are my soul, that they're like soul connections, they're soul friends, right? And me and my honey and my daughter, who's now 34, that's how we treat our pets. We, to me, they're equals with us, right? They're family members. And so I want to find out right away is, how did you know you had this gift?
Well, I believe that this might be a hopeful answer for people out there who might tend to assume that you have to know from the time you're a small child. And the fact is, we're all waking up, a lot of us, should I say, across the planet, are waking up to innate six sensory gifts that we really all have. So it didn't happen for me until 5 years ago when I was working on a horse. And a voice boomed loudly in my head, "This hay is crap." And I'm looking around and there's nobody else there. And I noticed the horse was flinging the hay away with his nose. And about 5 minutes later, a woman walked in and said there was mold all over the hay. So it began kind of unglamorously. But I really am here to tell you, and any animal communicator will tell you, that we all have the ability to see or sense or feel or hear what animals are communicating to us.
It's so beautiful and so inspiring that what you just shared, that we all have the ability, because many of us love our pets so deeply. What did you think, like, internally? What did you go through, just in case someone has had that experience that's listening now? What did your rational mind go through when you heard the horse share his thoughts?
Well, you know, I guess coming from, you know, corporate, left-brain, analytical kind of living, I used to look at all the intuitives and wish that I could be like them. So when it happened, you know, obviously the first thought is I'm making this up. And then more information comes through and you're looking around going, is this possible? Could it happen to me? And so I took a couple of very short animal communication classes where they really test your intuitive chops and go around the room and ask you things. And I didn't get every answer right, but I got enough of them that I started to consider possibilities. I just didn't know what they were. And that's how I think it begins for people, being curious enough to just test yourself, you know, or if you hear or feel something, don't negate it so quickly. I mean, skepticism is a healthy thing, and I had it for 3 years before I really believed what I was hearing. But people are writing to me from all over the world that by the book reinforced what they had squashed, and now they're trusting, and they're some of them are in new careers now because they just they're letting their gifts flourish.
And I love what you said, that we all have the gift, and to trust it and believe and allow. Has the gift that you have with the animal kingdom and the intuitive knowledge that you now have in regard to the animals, how can I ask it? Did your intuition also increase in other ways, in other areas of your life?
It's a very good question. I think that when you start paying attention, and the animals even said, you know, your body's giving you signals that, you know, for example, if you're in an unfitting situation, like the more you practice, the more you tapping into your intuition, the stronger it gets, like anything else. Practice. The more you practice, the better you get at receiving. And so it does expand to the rest of your life where you said, wow, look at the magic that my intuition uncovered. I should start listening to this thing because the conscious mind only knows 1% of what's going on. That's what the animals say. We humans don't have a complete foundation when we live in the matchbox mind. There's so much more going on that we have the opportunity to tap into.
It's so beautiful. I'm an intuitive. I lead my life that way. It's how I've created my businesses. But it took me a long time, and I'm going back probably 20 years, when I would even grasp what that meant, right? Because I receive in different ways. But I, on my side, I've never heard from my animals, even though I would love to. So is there a way, if a listener has that desire to connect with their animals, are there things that you do to guide someone into learning to listen?
Great question. I actually have a blog post on my website that's called something like How to Start Connecting with Animals, to put people through, you know, giving them some exercises and, you know, 7 or 8 points to really, you know, you got to give yourself some time to not only set aside a space in your life for this, but allow yourself to get out of the monkey mind, grounding exercises. And for people that want to move on further and take classes, I refer them to a wonderful teacher, and she's not just gifted, she's also very reasonable, so it's accessible to all, you know, if people want to go and pursue classes.
Oh, that's a great say. Thank you. And one of the things, like my honey is so connected to our 17-year-old cat, and he always says, I know exactly what he needs. Now, if I said to him, I bet he's communicating with you, he's on that fence of he's so open to all of this, but at the same time he'd go, but I'm not hearing. Does the way people connect with the animals, could it be different?
Yes,
or does everyone hear the way you did?
No.
Okay, good. I'm glad I asked.
And you're kind of setting yourself up for disappointment if there are 8 different ways to receive messages and you expect it's going to be a running conversation and you're just going to hear it, you could be short sheeting your own bed, because your gift may be in sensing something, feeling something in your body kinesthetically, or having paracognition, that instant knowing, which is much more common. And other people are gustatory. They can hold something and smell it, for example, and get images. There's empathy. So there are different ways to receive, and you got to find your own language, which is why it's really good to have a notebook and start writing down what you get, allowing it to come through in any way. I feel this, I hear this, I smell this, I that kind of thing. It's developing your own language.
I love it. And learning to trust it, right? Learning to trust that it's right.
That's exactly the point. You know, I think that WWW has a new meaning. It's worldwide wake up.
Ooh, I like that.
Because we are waking up to so many things, you know, what's working, what isn't working, and our own gifts. And this is part of it. And connecting with animals is part of it. And you know what? There are people that breathtakingly connect to spirit, you know, to those who have crossed over. You know, I believe, and, you know, no one person gets it all because we need each other.
Exactly.
The oneness, the connectivity, the need for community.
And as you said, no one person can give all the answers. That's why you're seeing everyone wake up and share their gifts right now. So we come back from our first break. Let's dive deeper into this conversation. And I want to hear more about how the messages come through to you, how you serve your clients and their pets, and so we can really understand the work that you're doing in the world. And we'll be back in a moment with Sandra Mendelson of smendelson.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM. Part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. And today we're talking about the messages our animal friends have for us. So, Sandra, how do you work with animals? Do you do it virtually? Do you have to be in person? Do you work through the human? Like, how does it work for you to hear the messages?
And again, everyone that does animal I distinguish between animal communication and channeling, even though if you were to look up channeling, you'd probably get like 20 different definitions. I do both. And for me, animal communication is a conversation, you know, usually initiated by a human with questions or wanting to solve a problem. Channeling is what happened through a great deal of the creation of this book, where you just kind of either I would see an image of an animal or just go, uh-oh, I got to get the pen. And this stuff just comes. And you're like, really? it's akin to any other kind of channeling. So the way that that clients usually request that I work with them is they want to know stuff about their animal, either on this side or having crossed over. And I work from a picture. There are some people that work face-to-face, but I tend to be very sensitive, and it's challenging for me because I can pick up the human stuff. So I need a clear transmission, and the best way for me is to do that in privacy of my space here, focusing on the animal. And I actually like the human to ask permission of their pet because they are a team, and it brings the human into the fold. And, you know, we've never gotten a no answer because animals are so thrilled that humans want to dive deeper and get closer and understand more. So, you know, a yes is obviously happy behavior and they're still engaged with you, or, you know, every now and then the animal will get real excited and happy. And a no would obviously be, you know, walk away, pin their ears back. It's never happened. So that's usually how I work with clients. I have them, if they have any specific questions, I have them ask that. But I also refer people out to certain specialists. For example, I know people that are brilliant at finding lost animals, or they're really, really super honed in on behavioral issues or a health issue. You know, so that's what I like to do. I get soul messages. It can even pertain to past lives, what their path is together. Very often the animal will comment on the human with some really beautiful, insightful things. So that tends to be my strength, is like what I call soul messages.
Oh, I love it. And here's something that just popped in my mind. When that horse said that to you, and then you responded, does an animal ever say, oh my God, she heard me? Like, she's listening. Like, all I can picture is the horse, like, you know, being so excited that a human was actually listening. So does something like that happen?
Not only does it happen, I keep telling people, do the squirrel experiment. Because the squirrels are just, they love this. And if you want to know for sure, you know, whether animals hear you through the thought stream, the squirrel experiment looks like this. Obviously, most of them run away from us because they hear our thoughts, and they've learned that humans think some not so nice things for the most part. However, if you happen to see a squirrel that doesn't immediately run from you, or one that is parked on a tree, for example, with your mind, not your mouth, say good morning. It's lovely to see you. I hope you have a beautiful day. And watch what starts to happen. Now, again, if you are very frenetic, if you're all over the place, if you've got earbuds on, if your head is in the past or the future, you're not going to have these kind of nice, peaceful connections with animals. You know, you do have to be in your heart space, you know, in a space of love and gratitude when you're trying to connect in any way. But so that's always step number one. But squirrels will just hang off the tree and stare at you incredulously. You hear me. You really hear me.
I love it. How about birds? Because something I do all the time, I live in the middle of the woods on a spring-fed pond, and outside the kitchen window is multiple bird feeders. And say it's been about 3 weeks now, this red cardinal keeps coming to the same branch, and it always seems as if it's when I'm washing dishes. So I think and say to him, or her, and I just say, thank you for coming again today. It gives me such joy to see you as I'm washing dishes. And I'm looking right at him, and I know you'll get this. Sometimes I swear he's like, thank you for seeing me. And he just sits there, and I you know, Dana gets a kick out of it because, like I said, we both are avid animal lovers. So even something so simple like that, that's so sacred to me.
Well, then there's also the animal totem thing, the animal symbolism thing, where a red cardinal typically means someone from the other side, is someone that, you know, has passed.
Ooh, that's
coming through to you. That is what a red cardinal symbolizes. So if you're washing dishes and, you know, that's something you did with your mother, or that's something your mother did, and again, I don't know where your mother is, but I'm just using...
No, I know what you mean.
Right? So red cardinals also have a symbolic meaning when they appear. And there are wonderful little animal symbol books. Like if you really notice, like there's three crows, they're flying right over your head. There are messages in that as well. I mean,
I believe in that. I do believe.
Yeah.
And now I can't believe I didn't think to go look that up. And I will pull out one of my books because it's so funny that it's always when I'm doing dishes on the same Don branch. He has a million trees to pick from outside my window, and he goes to that same branch. That's the part I think is, you know, amazes me, is like, okay, there's some communication going on here. So something as simple as that, you're saying just be aware. Because like you said, we're on autopilot all the time. We're not even present, and we're missing this communication that we all have access to.
And yeah, and not only that, you know, when the birds came through, they came through kind of all in one voice, and they said, it must be very frustrating to be a bird, you know, that they're trying to get through to humans. For example, people will believe that if a bird dive bombs them, that the bird is protecting her nest. No, not what they said is, you now remember, animals hear the thought stream. So here, the birds are saying, we're trying to get through to you because there's something out of whack in your own life, or you're missing the beauty of the moment. And our ways appear crude because you could never imagine that we would know something about you that you're not aware of.
Oh my God, that makes me want to cry. Like, that's powerful.
Tears. Yeah.
That's powerful. And have you ever heard... Maybe why don't we go to the break, because I want to ask this question, and I know we'll get going on it. We're going to go to our break, and we'll be back in a moment. I'm excited to have Sandra Mendelson, the author of We Walk Beside You, here with me today. And we'll be going to commercial, and I'll see you in a moment.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Deborah Keevan is a writer, editor, and storyteller who serves visionary entrepreneurs by helping them create and share their compelling client attraction stories. In some cases, these stories appear as copy on their websites, other times in their blogs or books. As an associate editor at Inspired Living Publishing and with her personal clients, Debbie creates a safe space for entrepreneurs to fully explore and own their stories. By integrating their dark and light, they shine brighter to make a bigger impact globally and in their communities. Deborah is particularly drawn to stories of struggle and uses language to aid in healing journeys, including her own. If you have a story burning to be told, you're invited to visit her website and schedule a virtual coffee date at deborahkeevan.com.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi everyone, this is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. With me today is Sandra Mendelson, author of We Walk Beside You. So Sandra, my question is, children, especially as the world is changing, more and more sensitive children are being born. Do you notice that a lot of young children, I have a six-year-old granddaughter, that's why I'm asking this question, who are very connected and open almost from the time they can walk?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we, because we, Dana and I and my family, follow this path, we encourage it. But I have to, I'll share a story with you, because we were in awe and we believe and walk this path. She is now six, but at 18 months old, we have a path that goes through the woods. And it's a meandering path. It's beautiful. It's along the water, and then it opens up to a giant park. So we are loved to bring her in nature. And the long winter had just ended. It was her first walk. So imagine an 18-month-old in the spring with a little butterfly net. We are walking, Sandra, and she's like, "Norm, I'm coming." And she's like singing that as we're going down the trail. So Dana and I, we look at each other, and he says, "Well, maybe it's some TV show she watches." We're like, "We don't know who Norm is." She kept singing that, Sandra. I'm going to cry. And finally, we get to the end of the pass, and we're like, "Baby, who's Norm?" And she goes, "The purple butterfly that's waiting for me on the pass." And I said, "Oh, you have a purple butterfly waiting for you on the pass?" We're like, "Man, she's good, right? Good imagination, in other words." Sandra, 30 feet later, she goes, she says, "Norm." And it was like a moth-style butterfly, small, light purple. This thing danced around her head. She was in joy, and we are looking at each other like, "Is this freaking happening? Are we losing our mind?" So it continued to follow her for another 25 feet until we got to the gate. The gate is where it goes to public land, to the park. She turns around and says to Norm, "Norm, you can't go to the park with us." And, of course, that's cute, right? And I want to be the protective grandma. I go, "Well, baby, Norm might want to come to the park with us." She goes, "Oh, no, he understands, Emma." So we go cross the line. He never crosses the fence. We play for an hour, Sandra. We're heading back, get up to the fence again, and she's, you know, as we're approaching, she said, "Norm's going to be waiting for me." Again, I'm like, "Oh, he may be, or maybe he's with his family. We'll see." And, of course, he was. Now, that would have been magical in itself. Do you know, the entire spring and summer, when we took that child for a walk, that she would tell us that he's going to be there, and he was. There was never a time he wasn't. So that opened us up even more. Now, have you had experiences where these children are coming in and are wide open? So she must be hearing. She's hearing him, because she was like, she was responding, "I'm coming, Norm." Mm-hmm. So are you seeing more and more of that in your work?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I feel so grateful.
Yes, these children are the hope for the future, because they are more evolved. You know, they, not only that, you have totally made my decision that the next book has got to be, I have so many channelings for children, about children. My dog's whole reason for being is, you know, that children have these abilities, and that if they're encouraged and watered, these are his words, every day a little bit, like a plant, they won't be covered over and forgotten. And as institutions are so slow to change, it has to be the parents that say, this I heard from a horse, "What do you think that plant is saying? What do you think our dog wants?" Because the more you encourage the children, the better they get. And then, now, remember, children run the whole span. Some are more open and evolved than others. Same thing with animals. But these, you know, the crystalline children, all of these higher beings, if you will, are coming through right now. My friend showed me a video of his daughter at an aquarium. And she's conducting. She takes her arm, and everything she does, the seal imitates. And just as sure and calm as your granddaughter, the knowing.
It's a knowing.
I got goosebumps. So first of all, I owe you and your granddaughter a huge debt of thanks, because I have enough. I've been teetering between, does this one come next or this one? And it has to be the children.
This has to be, it has to be the children, because that experience, as well as others, because she can hear the other side, had helped us know how to honor it and hone it. And the following spring, she was 2.5, and it was, she heard a woodpecker 4 trees away. We were in the driveway. She goes, "Pat!" And we're like, "Oh, honey, that's Pat the woodpecker?" She says, "Yes, it is." And then she goes, "Pat, say hello." Peck, 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 peck. Me, my daughter, we're putting her in the car seat. And we're like, "Are you kidding me?" That whole season, she would go, "Pat, where are you?" And she would wait. Sometimes it was 5 minutes, sometimes it was 10. There was only one time it didn't happen. And he would peck away, and that child would dance in the driveway. I told you he was here. So,
and no accident that your grandma.
No, I know everyone
is paired with such an opening. I mean, this is so important that, like they say, that our generation, you know, we haven't had to till the soil. You know, we've created the soil so that they could grow.
Yeah, she was, I believe, she came into our lives because she knew it was a protected arena so she could flourish. And she came, and she was a gift to us to help us remember what we always knew. Because I live my life, you know, by spirit and inspiration. The other thing, too, which amazes me with this generation is just last week, well, it was Easter. She, my daughter's always raised her all organic food, everything's homemade, etc. And she has a very, she loves fruits, vegetables, and beans. And from birth, never liked the texture of meat. You would put it in her mouth, she would go, "This is so disgusting." And we're like, okay. The only thing we've ever been able to get her to eat is organic chicken. And that's all she's eaten for 6 years, other than the beans and all the veggies. Well, just last for Easter, she came here, and we were having ham. She sees me take it out of the package, and this is how I knew. And she goes, "What is that thing?" Again, a child that's never seen or eaten any of this. I said, "Well, that's ham." She goes, "Where does it come from?" And I can't lie. I can't say it comes from the store, which is what I would have, my heart wanted to say. And I said it, the only thing I did fib about, and she said, "What do you mean a pig? A cute little pig?" And she said, "Please tell me he was already dead." And I said, "Yes, he was." And she goes, "Just so you know, I will never eat that. I will never eat that in my life." And she had tears in her eyes. And I looked at Dana, and I said, "This child feels so deeply that every time she tried to eat meat, you know, when you introduce new foods, she was feeling it and could not eat it." That's how deep it goes.
That's how you know our world is not going to fall apart. You know what I mean?
It's not going to fall apart, because I know many children like her, and it gives me hope for the future. Dana says the same thing. He goes, "This is the hope for the future, these children who are so empathic and caring and loving and compassionate."
And high vibration. And, you know, meat is very low vibration. So, you know, they're attracted to high vibrational food.
And she knows it from a young age. Cause,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she's always known it. And I share all this because the listeners who are with us today or on the future replay, they could have a child in their lives. And maybe this conversation was for you, Sandra, to give you clarity on your next book, right? They may have a child in their life that's sensitive and open like this, and they're not really sure how to take it. I say just create space for them to be who they are, not who we want them to be.
Yes, and in We Walk Beside You, a deer comes forward and talks about super sensitive children. And how they're much more like the animals, and that we need to create institutions to support them and their skill sets. You know, they bring beauty to this planet. And so, yes, I and thank you, because I do have so many channelings for the next book about children, to children, addressed to mothers. So I just have to get it together.
Yeah, like, you know, raising empathic children and, you know, helping them communicate, because she does it all the time. And how many other children, I know there's many children that don't have a family that will help them because the family just doesn't know what to do, right? I shouldn't say help, guide them. Have you found that too?
Well, you know, and again, we would like to make broad brushstroke kind of statements, you know, that all the kids coming in are this way. They're not. You know, there are kids that are, you know, very 3D, if you will, and then there are these exquisite openings, and their path, if they have parents that are unaware, is perhaps one of the most challenging, because they came here to be the experiment. And I have some nephews like that. So they really, again, remember, every soul has lessons.
Yes.
The lessons are the guiding principles of why things happen. So if you've got one of these super opening kind of children, and you've got very 3D parents, that too is their path.
I'm blessed that my daughter is... thinks like us. She's different, but she's a nurturer, and she doesn't tell her. She bends down and says, what are you trying to explain to me? Like, it's a soul-to-soul connection. Her father is, you know, someone that was like, what? We don't even talk about this stuff with him because he does have that closed mind. We love him, but he's also learned, because of my daughter, not to try to put her in a box. Right, not to tell her she's wrong when she wants to talk to the animals, or that she's wrong that she won't eat meat. And, like, you know how parents can be. Who are you to tell me at 4 years old that you won't eat meat? And honoring who they are. So I can't wait to read your next book.
Well, the horses are saying, you know, it's really, you know, because institutions are so slow to change, it has to also, it comes down to the parents who are willing to offer the children an experience and an understanding that they didn't have. And that's what you just said, you know, that not to squash the kid. Even if they don't really understand, go with it, because they will learn from their children.
Oh, yeah, she's been, and my 18-year-old grandson is very open. They're very different, but he was very open and intuitive, and would tell me things. I'd go, how did you know that? He goes, sometimes I just know things, Amma.
Oh,
yes, but he, and he always loved nature, but he didn't have this conversation with the animals like she does. He is just he's a nurturer, compassionate, and he's wide open, empath, but it's different than her, as all children are different. Mm-hmm. So before we go to our final break, what are the overall messages that the animal kingdom is trying to share with us? Have you been noticing that one big message?
I have several. animals choose what they focus on. And as you know, what we focus on gets bigger. So it is incumbent upon us to use our minds every day to focus on what we want to have happen for ourselves and the world. And I have heard this from many, many species. And so that's a big one. And, you know, then there's so much more that they have shared about how they communicate, but just the messages for humans, it all comes back to self-love. You know, as a blue whale said, if we had one wish, it would be for humans to be kinder to themselves. Respect starts here. All healing begins here. Even joy begins here. Because if we are kinder to ourselves, and of course, happier as a result, easier for us to do the same for the rest of our world.
So beautiful. What a message. It's what we all need to hear, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, animals didn't get stuck in the mind. And that's, I guess, the third point. You know, that the mind is, our highly developed minds or is this creation and storehouse of the faulty beliefs that tell us lies about who we are. You know, as a kangaroo said, these lies cripple you with pain, label you, and pigeonhole you. This may be the root of all suffering. So to notice your mind and ask if what you're thinking or what someone's telling you is true or not. Because that's something animals don't get caught in, and we do. And that is the cause of so much pain and dysfunction. So question if what your mind is telling you at any point in time is really true.
Thank you. Those are three powerful points. We're going to go to our final commercial, and I can't wait to continue this conversation. And I'll be back in a moment with Sandra Mendelson. I invite you to visit her website at smendelson, MENDELSON.com. We'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Are you being called to step into your truth and embrace your divinity? Are you ready to align your heart and soul, live an authentic life, and become a divine magnet for love and abundance? It's time to listen to your inner wisdom and clear the blocks holding you back from your best life. Leading intuitive prosperity coach, Akashic Records practitioner, and evidential medium Jamie Hearn of liveyourdivinity.com empowers and supports spiritual women like you to align your inner and outer worlds, embrace your soul's truth, and live your divinity. Through her intuitive gifts, grounded wisdom, and empowered coaching, Jamie guides women back into sacred alignment with their truth. Visit liveyourdivinity.com to learn more about Jamie's empowering programs and to schedule an Akashic record reading.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Me, a cat moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Inspired Conversations. So, Sandra, this conversation, I could just keep going. So, I have a question. If there was one lesson, if someone picks up your book tomorrow and, you know, goes through it, and or based on this conversation, if there was one lesson you would want readers and listeners to take away from, what would it be?
Don't miss this. It's hard to take 4,000 gallons of chicken soup and put it into a bouillon cube because the animals share so much about what they know that we humans are struggling to believe, you know, about death, dying, and what comes after, for example. And the absolute knowing that spirit is not just something, you know, in our minds. Animals ask spirit for help all the time. So I really suppose that if I had to... Yeah, I think it would have to go back to oneness. That all animals experience this interconnectedness, this web of life that only humans cannot see. And if you could see how your thoughts or your intentions immediately ripple out through this web and affect others, you would understand what a horse told me. Every thought matters. Because it affects matter. So while there may be so many things in our life that we feel may overwhelm us, we always can choose our thoughts to create what we want to have happen. You know, as they say, you don't see it because you don't believe it. The breathtaking power of the human mind to create the reality we want to see is something the animals live by. And we just need to climb on board and believe and focus on your thoughts.
And, you know, for those who follow the show, it's like law of attraction. The animals are living it, right?
Yes.
And they're already living like, oh, finally. I imagine them all sitting around going, yeah, the humans are finally catching on. It's only taken, you know, thousands of years. I'd love to be a fly on the wall with some of the conversations because, and Dana and I, we talk about this kind of stuff. Like, imagine what he's thinking. And we get so emotional if we see anything on TV with the animals being mistreated. It goes to a depth, just at the depths of our soul. But we love to envision what the animals are saying about us. And you get the inside scoop.
Well, you know something, there's so, and you know what? The book is the tip of the iceberg, they've told me. They've only opened the door a crack. And that, because they said installments, it's going to be too much for people to digest. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense. So, but this they clear up a lot of misconceptions we have about their behavior. They explain all the ways they get information, you know, talk about spirit. I mean, there's the bulk of the book, because when I gave them the floor, is how they're helping humans go with the flow of life and stop trying to control it and understand that, you know, each life is configured for the lessons that our soul needs to learn and that we are important by virtue of the fact that we exist. We wouldn't exist if we weren't important to the whole. I mean, there's so many beautiful lessons throughout the book from the animal kingdom. That's enough for us to digest right now while I get to work on the other books.
Well, I'm so excited that you're going to continue sharing this message. And we now know what your other upcoming projects are, a series of books, and I'll be waiting for that one on children. Is there anything else you have coming up that you want to share?
Oof, yes. Well, there's really three books that have started coming through in different ways. And, the children's book and how that's going to embrace all ages. It isn't just going to be for little children because the animals come through with all kinds of stuff in relation to mothers, in relation to teens and all that stuff. Another one is the deeper realms. And we're talking about whales and elephants and intergalactic stuff. And I've literally had a horse tell me, you know, we've just cracked open the door for you. And, I have to check my ego at the door and go behind the scenes with them if I want to, quote, partner with them. So that is kind of mysterious, but there's much more to animal consciousness. And some of the stuff that I know people will be excited to hear that's been coming through lately is how our special animal finds us, how they tap into our energy field. And I'll just give you the one line that... All you have ever loved, this is from a cat, remains a part of you, and it shines from your energy field and is carried forward over time. You might say it's like a bell calling us home or following the North Star. So if you have loved an animal, that is now part of your energy field. And again, I can't say if it's karmic, you know, whether you're going to meet that animal again. But I have heard this from my dog. I've heard this from cats on how they found their person. And it was by tapping into that familiar, that love, that energy in the human's energy field and finding a way to get to them, which to me is just wow.
That's powerful. And we have a few minutes left and a question's coming to mind. I lost a pet. I had a nice, beautiful, long life, 17 years, a Cocker Spaniel, and I lost him about 6 years ago. I, of course, because of my belief system, believe he's always around me. But there's certain times, especially in the first 2 years after he passed, that say I was having, I don't want to call it, because I live my life by the law of attraction, but say it was more of a challenging day or a day I was struggling like for clarity to get something done, I would hear, we have hardwood floors throughout our home, I would hear his toenails on the hardwood floors And I would automatically reach down like I had for 17 years. He used to lay next to my office desk. And I would reach down in that moment because in my mind, he was right there. And I've come to realize he was right there in spirit. And he was giving me the clicks to bring my attention to the fact he was there.
Oh, beautiful. Absolutely.
Right. So it took me a while because I would sit there going, I'd go, come on, buddy. And, you know, when you have a pet for so long, and then I'm like, Alinda, he's gone. And I would just find myself numerous times reaching down, and I finally started realizing he's trying to get me to pay attention. Like, Linda, stop working for a moment. I'm here. Do you see me laying next to you? And do you have others who talk about pets that pass over and their messages?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's big for me.
That was one of the projects people have been, and again, I don't know in what order because, you know, whenever you're getting
inspiration comes,
from different people, you know, when did they respond? And so I don't know if that book is going to happen immediately, but people have sent in the most breathtaking stories and pictures of animals that have come through from the other side. And not only that, I recently did a reading for a woman whose husband passed, and the dog said, yes, he hasn't left. He doesn't want to. I don't know if he ever will. He comes to the living room in the bedroom. He sits next to me on the couch and strokes my head to make sure that, his wife is okay. I mean, very present. So whether it's the humans coming through, the animals coming through, yes, big yes. Only, you know, we can't fall into the illusion that they're not here. The form is not here, but they are very present.
Yeah, I believe that with our human loved ones, too. So,
exactly.
Now, I totally enjoyed this conversation. I know my listeners will also. And I want to give you a website URL again. It's smendelson.com. And I encourage you, go grab a copy of Sandra's new book, We Walk Beside You, and be sure to stay connected with her so you can learn about all her new projects coming out, including the upcoming books. Sandra, thank you for circling up and spending time with me today.
Thank you so much. And I just do want to add that the book and the message cards are on Amazon. So thank you so much for this conversation, Linda. It was wonderful.
Thank you. And I hope to see everyone every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time for more inspiring conversations with women who are changing the world with their work. Until next time, everyone, choose love, choose joy. Choose happiness, my friends. Blessings.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.